Hola, mi nombre es Sabrina, tengo 15 años y estás escuchando Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Muchísimas gracias, Sabrina. That's Sabrina introducing our show in Spanish. We would love to hear you introduce our show in any language at all. You can find instructions, sheet music, a script, everything you need at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, hi there, kids commuters. Happy Monday. Welcome to an all new week on Kids Commute. It is Chinese New Year week. Chinese New Year is the festival that celebrates the beginning of a new lunar year. A lunar year is made up of lunar months. What's a lunar month? Well, that's the time that it takes for the moon to pass through each of its phases, new to half to full, and then return to its original position. It takes about 29 and a half days. So a lunar year is 12 of those. Each year is associated with one of 12 animals, like the rat, the rabbit, the snake, the sheep, or the pig. It's also a form of zodiac. Whereas in Western culture, we tend to assign our zodiac sign, say Virgo for August, for the month that you were born. In Chinese culture, they do it for the year you were born. So the year in which I was born was a year of the pig, which would mean that I am supposedly good-tempered, kind-hearted, positive, and loyal. Anyway, that is the Chinese zodiac, and it is one of the things that we talk about during Chinese New Year. And there are tons of myths and customs to honor ancestors and ancient deities during Chinese New Year. It's one of the most important days in Chinese and Asian cultures. One of the traditions is the reunion dinner that takes place on Chinese New Year's Eve. That's a big family dinner, and it's considered the most important family get-together of the whole year. So you know how a traditional Thanksgiving dinner meal is with turkey and stuff? Well, the reunion dinner includes fish that is not supposed to be finished. The leftovers are stored overnight, and it's kind of a language joke. There's a Chinese phrase that means be blessed every year, or may you have an abundant profit every year, but it also means every year there's fish left over. If you have fish left over, you have profits or blessings. Today we're going to hear a piece by the Chinese-American composer Bright Sheng. Bright Sheng was born in 1955 in Shanghai, China, and many of his compositions blend both Asian and Western cultures. Today we're going to hear an excerpt from his song cycle, Seven Tunes Heard in China. This was written for the cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Now today, this song is called Diu Diu Dong, which comes from a poem that basically goes, "The train is coming. It is going through the tunnel." So it's got kind of a train-like sound. Here's Diu Diu Dong by Bright Sheng, performed by Yo-Yo Ma.
Thank you.
Tiu-tiu-tong, about a train that was music of Bright Sheng and performed by cellist Yo-Yo Ma on Classical IPR Kids Commute. Love that little shh right at the end. Tomorrow on Kids Commute, we'll meet two Chinese composers who team up to create a violin concerto about a love story. All right, Kids Commuters, it's time now to start our new Quizlet for the week. All week long, we'll ask you the question. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a little prize pack. It's a sticker or a tattoo or something. Give you a shout out on the air. Enter your name to win our monthly grand prize, 50 packets of applesauce from our friends at Go-Go Squeeze. Now, before I forget, please forgive me. Brendan in Valley Village, California, we missed your shout out last week. Congrats on getting last week's Quizlet correct, and your prize pack will go out on Thursday. Okay, here is our new question. We've learned that each year of the Chinese zodiac is assigned to a type of animal. According to the Chinese zodiac, this year, 2021, is the year of the what? What animal is it this year for Chinese New Year? Do you know the answer? Send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. That number again, 231-237-7482. What animal is assigned to the zodiac this year? If you don't know, that's okay. We have hints coming your way throughout the week. Well, that's it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Happy Monday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.